and welcome to A VO's Journey. My name is Anthony Pica, and this podcast is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artist grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is wonderful to be back. You might have known, or maybe you didn't, that I went on a little vacay this weekend, but I got back and busy as ever, so super excited, and I wanted to hop on here and do another episode. I believe this is episode 115. So today what I want to talk to you about is I want to talk to you about finding some unique streams of income as a voiceover artist that you can capitalize on, okay? All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so as you know, I'm a big, I'm a big supporter of different streams of income, and I've talked about it. And you know, I think that for me, you know, it's kind of one of those things where this is kind of really near and dear to my heart because, you know, I do a lot. I work with a lot of people about becoming full time at what they do. And it can be a challenge when you are trying to grow your business and you are limited to what is available and you are doing the very best that you can. And you perhaps want to speed up the process, meaning that, you know, maybe you don't want to wait 10 years to go full time. Maybe you'd like to go full time and, you know, 2 to 5 years. And, you know, you've kind of stepped back, you've looked at the landscape, you know, it takes a while to get out there. You started to earn, a decent income from your business, but, you know, it's still not earning you the total amount that you need to earn in order to really be the comfortable full-time aspect of voiceover that you'd like. So I think there's a couple things here, and I want to dive into them kind of step by step. And the first thing is that I really think when you are looking at going full time, when you're looking at replacing your income, it's really important, in my opinion, that you try really hard to do everything that you can to double or triple your income before you actually take that leap. And let me tell you why. Because when you leave your job, you have to think about the fact that, you know, most employers, if all employers, of course, but it, I mean, it depends on who you work for. But most of the time, you know, your taxes, they come out automatically. You might have a retirement program through your job. If you don't, that's okay too, but a lot of people do. You have different things set up, you know, like there's, you know, there's all the Medicare, all the things that go through your job. And, you know, we're taught, you know, also we could talk about like maybe there's college funds, there is specific days off, there might be, you know, you have sick days built in, all of these things that were created for employees to, you know, help for rights and making life easier. They're great, right? But when you go ahead and take the leap and leave that job and become full time, you have to think that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be all on your back. So I know for me, when I was looking at everything, you know, I was kind of like, well, I can replace my income, you know, like dollar for dollar. But then if I stop and I take a look at it, how much do I actually make? So you have to think about this. First off, you need to really figure out, and you might not know this, but how much do you actually make before taxes? So this is something before taxes, before anything comes out, this is something that you really need to know and find out. And an easy way to find out if you can't, you know, if things aren't handy right now, is take what your salary is or your hour, you know, your hourly rate before anything comes out, you know what I mean? And divide that by how, you know, how many hours or 12 months or whatever, a year, you know, whatever it's based on you work. And that is your gross, you know, monthly income, of course, and then your gross yearly income based on if you're on a salary, right? So that's how much you actually make before taxes. Now, what you use before taxes, before insurance, before retirement, before, you know, anything, home insurance. You might even have a policy for life insurance coming out. All those things can come out of your paycheck, and they often come out before taxes. So you actually tax less because it's pre-tax. So the thing is that if you're, you know, looking at that landscape and you think, okay, well, all I need to make is, you know, $3,000 a month because that's what I see in my paycheck. Well, it might not actually be $3,000 a month. It might be $4,500 a month, and you have $1,500 coming out before you even see it. So when you go to, you know, leave your job, if you were to do $3,000 a month, you'd be $1,500 short. So this is important, especially, you know, for people wanting to really consider going full time. You really need to look at how much money you are actually making. Very important. Second thing is that when you look at what you're doing, you have to think that if, you know, when you're working a job and you're set up with an employer, if you are hourly, I guess the only other exception would be if you were commission based, right, in a sales job. But you know, if you work hourly or you work salary, and you are not, your job is based on a base pay, you're not subject to the whims of the up and downs of a market, then you know it's pretty stable. And I think that's where people consider job security comes from, right? Well, in our line of, you know, and we can debate job security at another time, but, you know, for what we do and what other entrepreneurs do or business in general, right? Some businesses are cyclical, meaning some businesses do better at certain times of the year, moments where they're, you know, some times of the month are better than others. You know, for us, you know, we are a B2B business. So you have to think the quarters are really important. Right? Quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four, right? These are important. What businesses do you target? That's another important thing to note, depending on when they spend their budgets, when they spend their advertising or marketing dollars, when they come out with things. So what I'm getting about that is that you have to consider that, you know, when you go into business full time for yourself, it might not be as easy as what you will make monthly. You know what I mean? You might have to look at what you make over a quarter and then spread out the money that you make over that period of time so it lasts, right? I hope that makes sense. Like, what if you make a whole bunch of money in January, but then you don't make a lot of money in February, and then you make a little bit in March? Well, if you were completely used to just getting paid on a regular basis monthly and you spend all your money at the end of the month, you know what? You're going to have a hard time switching. So you need to put into place a couple of systems, I think, to combat that and to really look at being full time as a voiceover artist. So the first thing that you need to do, and these are general things before we start talking about generating any other income. The first thing you need to do is you need to budget what you need to spend a month. Okay, that's the very first thing you do, to budget what you need to spend a month. Okay, in order to budget what you need to spend a month, you need to know what you are spending and how much you are spending. So the big thing I know when I went full time was insurance, retirement, all of these things were very important, right? To know how I was going to pay for all those, because those were coming out automatically. And on top of that, my employer, you know, I got a group rate for insurance and things like that. So, you know, you have to take a step back and think about how much that's going to cost. So what you do is you pick up the phone and you call Anthem or Cigna or, you know, TRICARE, whatever insurance is, there's so many out there. And you get on the phone and you say, hey, I'm an entrepreneur. I have a small business. It's just myself. I want to know what it would cost for a plan to, you know, get my family on insurance. You need to do, you know, and you need to call 3, 4, 5 companies, get quotes. Find out what that involves. Find out how much it would cost for medication, how much an emergency room visit would cost. You have to dive into all that. So then once you get that cost, you write that down, and that's what it costs a month for you to have insurance. Then you need to start doing work on your retirement, okay? And you need to budget that out. How much are you going to put away a month? And you have to put something away a month, okay? So you need to do that. Then after that, you need to go into your bills. You need to go into how much it costs, you know, monthly for food. You need to do all of these things, because we're not, you know, you, what I'm trying to get at is you need to know what you need to make in order to craft this, you know, life that you want, right? All right. So once we get to that part, then we need to look at the landscape and say, okay, I want to generate some more income. What can I do to generate more income? All right. Well, here's the thing. As voiceover artists, we do a lot. And I know I've talked about this, but I kind of want to dive into some other things too with this is that, you know, I know for myself, you know, I did a lot of different things and I do different things to generate income. So, of course, the most income I generate is from my voiceover business. That's true. But I also do a variety of other things that allow me to be a lot more comfortable. And also, it allows me to make up for deficits in times of the month and, you know, in the future, you know, because what I try to do is I try to make X amount a month, right? And through that, I have a certain budget of cash that I like to have for the bills I pay and living, et cetera. Then I like to have a certain amount of cash that I put in the savings account. Then there's a certain amount of cash, which right now in my life goes to paying off debt, a certain amount of cash that goes to retirement, all of these things. And what I try to do is using those numbers, I try to reach those goals and I have an order in which I do that. And that money goes to those things every single month. But in order to reach that, I need to make sure that I'm also, you know, branching out and getting as much money, you know, as I possibly can for these things. So with that being said, things that I do, you could possibly do, or there's other things that you can do. So for example, I know for me, I do audio editing, meaning that, you know, I do audio, I've done tons of audiobooks, and there are a lot of people out there who need audiobook editing. They've got an audiobook, either they've done it themselves, they've paid somebody, but they can't get it on ACX. Okay. Or they can't, they don't know how to format their files. They don't know how to do all those things that are necessary. For most of us, that's easy. That's second nature to do those things because we've done it. That is a service that you can offer other people. Okay. And earn money from that. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's great business. Okay. There's another thing that you can do. You know, there are so many, and I have the Adobe suite. There's so many different things that you can do with Adobe. And I know you might say, well, but maybe graphics aren't, you know, graphics aren't voiceovers. That is true. But that doesn't mean that you can't make good money from it. And it doesn't mean that they don't go hand in hand, right? Because what about videos? So many of us need videos. And doesn't have to be voiceover artists. It can be anybody. People need videos. People need audio with videos. You need to branch out and start looking at other things. Now, if you do something or have experience in something from your past, look at how you can offer it. You know, that's what one thing I love about Fiverr and a lot of these other places is that, you know, they offer, you can offer unique services. Here's another thing, you know what I mean? And I have to tell you guys, I've gotten contacted a bunch about this, even lately, is product reviews. Like people will pay you to review their product, to do a video or to do a voiceover reviewing their product. That's something that you can find on Fiverr. You know what? I really, 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 really recommend all of you go to Fiverr and look through all of the different things that Fiverr has to offer or that it's offering and really think about, could I do this? Could I do that? Could I offer this? Could I offer that? And really see what you can do. And if you can't offer it, put up a gig, give it a shot. I mean, I know it's crazy because we're in our own little world, but if you study Fiverr and you look at the places on there where people are making the most money, you know what? We are not making the most money on Fiverr. There is other avenues on Fiverr that make by far a lot more money than us. So for example, logos and designs, that makes a lot of money. Resume building makes a lot of money. Like helping people with social platforms, that makes a lot of money. You know, you can actually go and look at kind of, you could do some research on which ones make the most and stuff, but these are areas in which you can be a part of. All right. And what's wonderful is even though Fiverr is so big, it's not that big, meaning that there is still loads of opportunity on Fiverr, and they are a marketing machine, as you know. So I'm just trying to point out here that if you want to generate more streams of income, now is the time to branch out and offer more things so you're not just stuck in one thing. Now, you know, I would say probably like we are used to in our world, in our lives, in the history, especially us older fogies, to, you know, to get one job, you live that job, you do it, and that's what you do. And everything else is maybe, like a hobby. But, you know, in our day and age, it's possible to do 3, 4, 5 different things. And I'm not talking about not having your niche. I'm talking about you having multiple niches. There's no problem with that. There's so many things out there that you can make money on, right? I mean, look at all the people who it's become very popular to go to yard sales and buy old things and flip it on eBay and so forth. People are doing that stuff. People are going on Craigslist, getting free things from Craigslist and then selling them for a couple of bucks and making a decent living because people are giving away stuff for free. You know, there are so many different ways and avenues to make money. I want to challenge you to branch out and start looking at other ways. Do not stop your voiceover business. That's not what I'm saying. We want to grow your voiceover business, okay? But at the same time, we want to add extra money to your pot so that you can grow faster and you can pad whatever happens in case, for example, you know, 1 month is not as busy in voiceover. Maybe you find that January is slow in voiceover. But maybe you also find January is, you know, really, really big for scrapbooking. And you like to make scrapbooking pages and designs in Photoshop or, you know, in some sort of free stuff. And you like to sell it on your website. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and because people are taking all the pictures and they're doing all that stuff from the holidays, from Christmas. And they want a scrapbook. And you notice that you get an uptick. Maybe you sell your scrapbook pages on Etsy. I mean, I'm just saying that there's so much that you can do. And this is a business, you guys. This is a business. And I know I preach that, but it is a business. And it's our job as entrepreneurs. It's our job as the CEOs and the creative minds of our business to come up with more ways to bring in revenue. All right. So this is what, you know, this is what I wanted to kind of talk to you about today was understanding how to, you know, really dive into the budgeting aspect of knowing how much money you actually have to make. And then, like, for example, if you need to make $5,000 and your voiceover business is currently making $2,500 a month, right? You need to make $5,000 a month. Well, you know, yes, you can grow your voiceover business, but there might be, you know, something else that you do regularly that you could make up another, you know, $1,500 a month from that a lot. And then it's a lot easier to grow your voiceover business from $2,500 to $3,500 as opposed from $2,500 to $5,000, where it might be a lot easier and you might have a lot more knowledge in a field that where you can grow something else to $1,500 a month. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, really dive in and look around. And if you don't have any clues as of yet, like I said, go on Fiverr and start looking around. You will be amazed. You will also gain a lot of insight into what other people are doing and what you could, then what you double, triple make sure you're doing right and not doing what a lot of people are doing. All right. Does that make sense? All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Please like, share, do all that stuff. And if you get a chance, leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or Pocket Cast. I don't know if you can leave one on Pocket Cast. But anyways, thank you so much as always. I really appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon. All right. Peace.